Blog Talk Radio.
Club song. I was raised in the hood, so what's the dip? What? A walking revolution, that's how I rip. Yeah. There's some who wish this was an intro. In other words, they'll wish it was kept short. I don't make music for the club.
Sorry.
I make songs so the mayor gets mugged. So Frankie boy, I ain't forgot about you. The new masterpiece. My crew stays true. If alive, Ali Bay would be mayor. I'm living on a wing and a prayer. When you tell the truth, you don't live too long. That's why many real leaders die young. An OG in the hood, let me explain. A gangbanger who fights the biggest gang.
Gang 1.
The local police, not all. Just the ones who roll like beef.
Gang 2.
It's Cleveland Clinic. They put hood hospitals out of business.
Gang 3.
The Cleveland Public School System. They got levy money still missing. If you ain't roll like the top 3 gangs, then that's a status you just can't claim. You can guap in a trap house and mean mug. Without weight, you're just a common thug. I'm a sister myself, so understand. I won't play, I'm a grown ass man. Don't holler at your boy. Speak to a man, and I'll speak back. Hope you understand. Don't holler at your boy. Speak to a man, and I'll speak back. Hope you understand. Don't holler at your boy. Speak to a man, and I'll speak back. Hope you understand. No matter what's said, I offend somebody. So I use truth to offend everybody. Some say they take music to the next level, but shake hands with the same corporate devil. Now that's an example of hypocrisy. But hypocrisy, it doesn't reflect me. If you're grown, put the nicknames on the shelf. Cause it matters what you choose to call yourself. I'ma break it down, know how it sounds. Artist named Lil at 50 plus pounds. To clarify, it sets the record straight. You ain't Lil if you're taller than 5'8". Names don't matter, now that's a lie. You ain't young nothing over age 25. I ain't young a little. I'm a grown man with bat in hand. I draw lines and say, don't holler at your boy. Speak to a man, and I'll speak back. Hope you understand. Don't holler at your boy. Speak to a man, and I'll speak back. Hope you understand. Don't holler at your boy. Speak to a man, and I'll speak back. Hope you understand. Don't holler at your boy. Speak to a man, and I'll speak back. Hope you understand. Huh. When you're a child, you do childish things.
True.
When you're a man, you put childish things away.
Grow up.
End quote. So why are adults watching more TV and playing more video games than they children? Ain't nothing wrong with having fun. But put down the remote once in a while and stand up to corrupt officials, from police to politicians. Remember 3 letters. H-T-A. Hold them accountable. The creator. HJS. Kilroy. Still rolling.
And welcome once again to Al Porter, Man in the Street, Chapter 5, Verse 20. M period, A period, N period. Acronym, abbreviation for Music Activism News. And a number here for those who are online. You can definitely use that number as it appears on your screen, a smartphone. 646-478-0944. You too can get involved. Wow, I have 3 phone callers already, so I know I got to be quick and make sure everything is going. So we can get a lot of other people on the line because it's just important that we do that. So I want to thank everybody once again for definitely tuning in to Al Porter, Man in the Streets, that Chapter 5, Verse 20, abbreviation, acronym for MAN, Music Activism News. 3 quick disclaimers. Disclaimer number 1, you get info on this show, so I have pen, pencil, paper, notebook, laptop, desktop, iPhone, for any and all info that you hear. Disclaimer number 2, if you hear something you don't like, don't blame Blog Talk or Varsity Music. Call and blame Boogie Me Direct at 646-478-0944. I'll listen. Disclaimer number 3, you may not want to talk, but I may come to your phone line and see what's on your mind. Just remember something. If I come to your phone line, you don't want to say anything, you don't have to. You don't even have to hang up. All you have to do is just hold a line. You'll go back and listen. Now, if something happens later on and you want to call back, You definitely can. As long as we don't have a lot of phone callers and stuff, I'll go back to a phone call in a minute because I feel like the creator has allowed this show to be for those who call in. Well, while I'm looking at code 702-609, followed by 216-860, 216-213, 216-209. And before I do that, I want to let you all know, because I might not be able to get a chance to do this later on, top 10 from a Monday to a Monday in music and entertainment, at least in this area. Number 10, debuting, Steve Turner. More about that later on. Movie roles are coming into Cleveland. I'm thankful that I'm allowed to be a part of making sure that goes down. Number 9, Emax the Image. Number 8, Show You from Rob Cartel. Number 7, my man redebuted Eastside. Promoter, artist, Club Anatomy, and now he has his own West Side Club. Number 6, moving up, Black House Sounds, Cleveland Conscious Rap, Sheriff Kilroy. Black House Sounds presents Sheriff Kilroy, and then there's the other one that is called Cleveland Conscious Rap from Black House Sounds featuring Suave Gotti, Ronnie B, Emax the Image, myself, and quite a few others. Number 5, moving up, Never Be from Suave Gotti. Number 4, moving up, Black Odyssey. Thousands of YouTube views on the videos that they put out. They hand out DVDs about 216-440 artists, so we stay connected, and they do that second part for your charge. Number 3, moving up, Black Man Army Movement Music Volume 1. 15,000 plus have heard it blasting from the BMA bus. Video from Sheriff Kilroy is out. Number 2, moving up, HJazz Music. We know he's behind the scenes. He did the promotions, production, and stuff like that from the BMA and a few other things like that. And number 1, Biggest Jump, wow, debuting at number 1. M period, O period, V period, E period. More on that later wrong. Before I go to the first phone caller, I just want to say that if you want to, feel free to blog, talk, or Facebook. I'm a Superwoman Radio, The Gambit Radio, Bored and Restless Radio, or I should say Bored and Restless Club. Let them know where you heard it from. And with that being said, I'm going to the first person that I can come to, 702, area code 609. How you doing out there?
I'm doing just fine, Brother Sheriff. How are you? This is Brother Hawk from Las Vegas.
I figured, and I'm glad it is. What's on your mind, brother?
Well, I don't have anything to report today. I just wanted to go ahead and call and listen in and find out what's going on within the past week. So that's what I'll just do. I'll just lay back in the cut like Neil Sporing.
Man, we appreciate you for always being the way that you are. A couple of the brothers that you sent our way, Brother Ronald, as well as Stone, working out real well when it comes to BMA. So I just want to say I thank you very much, man, for the fact that you sent some people, quote-unquote, they're not here to play.
Oh, yes, sir. I appreciate that as well. And just to let you know, that particular mission is not done. As long as I keep getting friendships from strong brothers in the land, I'll definitely pass it on. I got all the info saved on my Messenger account, so I'll pass it on as they go.
Thank you again, and I think you'll like a couple of things that you hear about, definitely.
All right, appreciate it, bro.
No problem. Let's see, before I go to the next phone caller, I just want to let people know that, you're invited Thursday, May 19th, 2016. That's Thursday, May 19th. Food and activities for the family. El Hajj Omar Ali Bey, El Hajj Malcolm X. Both of these men were drug dealers, gang members, and in prison. They changed their thinking, attitude, and behavior. Later, they became world leaders. From brotherhood, sisterhood, by any means necessary, learn the keys to transformation. That'll be this coming Thursday. Speakers, community leaders, where? 3750 Fleming Avenue, a.k.a. Ali Bey Way. Cleveland, Ohio, 44115. The time again, 4 p.m. to 7 p.m. You can contact Khalid at 216-538. 4043 or Sister Ruth at 673-9551, Peace in the Hood. And that is definitely going down this coming Thursday. Also on Thursday, I believe at 4 p.m. East Cleveland Public Library by the Windermere Rapids, Stokes Rapids. They're going to have Prosecutor Mike O'Malley, the one that people went on out there and elected and selected. Yeah, 18,000 vote victory over McGinty, but instead of him waiting until January of 2017, he's going to meet with the people, answer questions, and talk to them like he said he would beforehand. And that'll be this coming Thursday, 4 p.m. at the East Cleveland Library, the main auditorium. And I'm going to go and see one of the people who has waited so patiently, and I appreciate you for doing that. So I have to go to that 216-860 phone number. How you doing out there?
Hey, what's happening, man? This is Mr. Milligram. You know me as Melvin and whatever else. You know, how you been, man?
I'm doing excellent, man. I'm doing excellent. As a matter of fact, what's on your mind?
First, I'm going to give a plug out. You know what I'm saying? A&R Productions collaboration with Go Get 'Em and Inc. Entertainment will be having a play called The Life of Teddy Pendergrass, which will be at 291st East, 222nd Euclid, Ohio, at the Shore Culture Center, May 27th, 28th, and 29th. For ticket information, call Arishonda Jacobs at 1-440-339-7719. Speaking of Arishonda Jacobs, she's doing a lot of big things right now. As a matter of fact, she signed Mr. Milligram to something that we're going to just put it this way. I'm helping out, and I'm working on music and everything with her, through her. So that's
nice.
A big thing. That's a major thing to me. She also has a nice core of young artists such as Spazzo Klee, Super Caddy, and First Class, also known as So Destined for Greatness, Facebook.
Okay.
And I've got to say this right now. I enjoyed myself at the Survivor of Violence conference. And the move Music Over Violence experience, it was nice, man.
Okay.
Yeah, you know, all the artists did their thing, especially mine, Spazzo.
Yeah.
He did his thing. And the Rude Boys did their thing, you know. Then at large, it was exciting. Everybody went out there and they had fun, and at the same time, they focused on what needed to be what needed to be talked about. I had very interesting comments to say about. I would like to thank Dr. Michael R. Williams for hosting the event. He pretty much hosted it. Him and Dennis Cash and Khalid Samad had a lot of good things to speak on as far as hip hop was concerned, and it was all a great experience, you know. Also, you know, it let us know that we got to get more outlets so we can offer these kids like our youth and everything. And speaking of which, I went to the BMA cookout April 30th at the African American Music History Museum. And I enjoyed myself with that. You did an excellent job cooking that food. I have to say that.
I enjoyed it.
Yeah, and like I said, it's a lot of big moves happening. GGIE is doing a lot of movement, and you'll see that in the future. And I have to give a shout-out to Arishonda Jacobs and Emmanuel Child. For making things happen, you know what I'm saying? Taking and moving, doing what they got to do to make Cleveland better. And I believe that that's definitely going to happen. And that being said, my main thing is to shout y'all all out. And shout out to Al Porter and BMA and BBCI for being supportive of what I'm doing as well. So I appreciate you guys, and it's all love. That's Mr. Milligram coming at you. Strong and hard, and be ready to listen to Flowmasters tomorrow from 6 to 8. Because we're going to
6 to 8 on voiceofradio.com.
Yes, sir. We're going to definitely blow up the spot. And I ain't talking about no explosive, but I'm talking about dynamite explosives.
I got you. I appreciate that. And if people want to definitely tune in, they can to voiceofradio.com. They can hear the show live. They can call in and spit their flows at 216-694-8910. So thanks
and
for calling in, man.
One more thing to say. Big up to everybody that's supporting the Tamir Rice movement and whatever. So, and that being said, I'm done. And I'm just going to just sit here and listen in and listen to all these exciting people. And what's up, Mike? What's up, Hawk? All right.
Peace. I like the way everybody's connected together on this particular program, because I do need to, at least before I go to, and don't worry, I have not forgotten about 216-209-216-213-216-486. Might be something in order, out of order, but I'll get to those. I just want to say that move, it was excellent. I appreciate the creator working through Dennis Cash for the Music Over Violence Experience, the team summits that happened at John Adams, and the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. The two rooms that were used for conferences with panelists, such as Voice It Radio and Def Jam representative Q, a.k.a. Big Hef and Shug to the Boog, Log TV Network, families who lost loved ones who were even on the panel, police officers who cared, and man in the streets. And the only thing I said was, it's not MTV, BET, or commercial radio's job. This in advance to positive events, vigils, etc. Because everybody knows commercial radio, BET, MTV, live remotes, especially from the radio. If it's commercial, art clubs, beauty supply stores, phone stores, shoe stores where 100-plus people are lined up for a high-priced shoe. So it's up to us to support college and the internet radio shows. And like I say, man, Mr. Milligrand, thank you for summing up, because I can summon a lot of that up, because I can leave some things out. I can say, along with Men at Large, Rude Boys, Big Moochie, they rocked out. But some of the standouts were like James Tate of the Deltones, legendary Deltones, Lil J, Affinity, now she nailed it, Chi-Town Gospel Group, and a church gospel concert that was held on top of everything at the Mount Pleasant Baptist Church. Excellent. For the couple of news stations that showed up and covered it. And, you know, before the events in Large Room number 136, you heard music from Black House Sounds, Sheriff Kilroy, Black Man's Army, Mr. Yancey, Silver, B, in the mix. Excellent job hosting. I just feel like a few people, they didn't intend on it, but they forgot it was for children and not about themselves. Because quite a few people on question and answer parts, especially on Friday, they got up. They didn't ask a question. They just promoted themselves. So people from the audience promoting themselves and their programs, a couple of them for almost 12 minutes apiece on subjects that dealt nothing with music. And it seemed to me that the reason they were talking was self-serving and self-centered. So in that instance, they set a poor example for the youth who were there. You even had a grown-ass man who was mic hogging and holding the mic. Okay, monopolizing the mic instead of passing the mic like Silver B the Elder asked him to. And it showed you there that you ain't got to share. And for those fools there, it was more than one adult. I heard a couple of adults were like, man, forget Dennis Cash, man. And they said it loud because they didn't know how to whisper in front of children. And if adults don't get along, cool. But why the hell did you come? How can we teach youth to get along if we can't wait until another time to quietly air grievances with people that we may not agree with, especially when Dennis was able to put our music scene in a good light? Okay, maybe he's not an angel to some people. Cool, I get that. But some things should have happened elsewhere with the rah-rah talks. I want to thank some of the others who were there, like D. Woods, Down Solid Entertainment, MC Derek, Jameer, CGS, Twan Billings, GMS staff, Brandon and Aaron Foundation, DJ Jammin', Randy V., The Past Project, author Jazzy Rose, Essence, Karen of the Cleveland Housing Network, It was a very beautiful event all in all. It's just sometimes it scares me because sometimes we lose sight of what's very important. And as I get off this 7-foot step ladder before I fall off, I'm going to go to the phone line of 216-213. How are you doing out there? 216-213. Seems like you might be doing one of the things that I asked about, which is cool. 216-213. And I appreciate you because, see, if something happens, let's say somebody's at work. Let's say somebody's doing something else. Let's say they can't really talk, but they tune in to listen. You don't have to hang up. You can still listen, but I do my best to give you the chance to go ahead and speak on what's going on because we appreciate everything that you're doing and being a part of this program. As a matter of fact, I'm going to take a little bit of time to let people know that the same number is 646-478-0944. Yeah, there's a show on Wednesdays where it's Emacs and the Mindset. That's at 9 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time. 646-478-0944. Fridays and Saturdays, you might hear Emacs at 9 p.m. with Music Business 101. But if Emacs is not on, that means he has his hands full. Put music on, something that you can find 24 hours a day, which is Shoutcast.com. Shoutcast.com. You type in Hood Tunes Radio, you will hear regional and other artists 24 hours a day. And that's a beautiful thing in itself. And because my partner brought it up earlier, thank you, Mr. Milligrand, I can segue and say Black Man Army meetings are at 6 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time, and that's Wednesdays, followed by Black on Black Crime Incorporated meetings at 7:15 p.m. at 15415 Kipling Avenue off Ivanhoe. That's between East 152nd St. Clair intersection and Euclid Avenue. That's Cleveland, Ohio, 44110. So, I'll tell you what I'm going to do because that number is here. It's locked in, and they've been here for a little while. I'm not getting on any stepladders or anything. I'm going to go right to 216-209. 216-209, how are you doing today?
I'm good, Al Porter. This is John from Black Odyssey.
What's going on with you?
Oh, man. I got to start just – you know, start off on saying, you know, when you were talking about the giving and everything, you know, we thrive our whole career off of giving. And when you don't share, you don't give, I mean, it's a terrible thing. I mean, you know, how we made ourselves a household name is from giving. Not just giving our music, but by giving other artists help at where they need areas of help in. I mean, we not all complete as artists ourselves, but you know, we can help others reach the plateau and push them ahead too with all our talents. You know, that was one of the main things that we, I want to say, set a foundation off of is helping others. I mean, from the shows to the videos to, I mean, even bringing people to your show to just show them the light. I mean, so for a person to get somewhere and get up on the microphone and then not wanting to give it away or not wanting, just wanted to be off of stuff, that's totally wrong. And that's in the direction where you headed nowhere fast.
True.
And that needed to be said because and we can't get nowhere without one's other help. You know what I'm saying? So, I mean, if you think you fall off of self, then you're going to end up with yourself. So, I want to shout out to everybody who shouted us out and shouted out people for the Tamir Rice movement because we are a part of that as well. Like I said, the whole thing kind of affected me personally because, you know, my godson played basketball with him. So, you know, he lost a friend, which lost a friend of me, you know?
Right.
And shout out to Brother Hall. Thank you for just watching and paying attention to the music that we do make and everything because we make what we call reality music, a reflection of our reality, a reflection of someone else's reality. So I try not to touch on subjects that's too eerie or too edgy, but I will go there if I feel pushed. So
that got you.
And I want to just say one thing. We are getting ready to get back into the showcase soon. We got, like I said, a couple more videos to go. And it's not our videos that we're working on. We're working on other people's videos that we've been trying to help. And there we go again with that word help, helping one another. So that's the key thing. I mean, you know, networking, politicking, and helping, that's all about it. You know, you can't get nowhere. You know, that would disturb me just to hear that kind of thing still goes on in Cleveland here. We have to come up off of it. Everybody can't be at the top. Some people got to stand on the side of the people at the top. So, oh, man. Black Odyssey, BLAQODESSY. You can start with that link and follow us from YouTube, Google+, Instagram, Twitter. You can see our videos, thousands of views, like you said.
Right.
And, you know, we got plenty much more. No.
Yeah. And congratulations, because the hard work you all have done for years is paying off in a major way, and I'm just glad you never stopped.
Oh, thank you, Al Porter. And we will get with you soon and let you know some details of some things that's coming up.
We appreciate that. And if you hold the line, I think you'll like what's about to happen.
Okay, I sure will.
All right, thank you. I can almost guarantee it. One thing I'd like to say before I go to that 216-486 phone number is, I'm going to start off like this and say that Art McCoy radio show that airs Sundays at 5 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time, WERE 1490 AM, www.newstalkcleveland.com. You know something? For those of you who can't make it out to the next activity that I'm about to talk about, you all might definitely want to tune into his show. Why? Because some of you all might want to come through, because Man in the Streets will be going in salute to Malcolm X and family. In salute Malcolm X and family. History's a weapon we never forget. That will be Sunday, May 22nd, 4 p.m. to 8 p.m. at the Lighthouse on East 105th Street. 966 is the actual address. In salute to Malcolm X and family. History's a weapon we never forget. Brother ADX, plus the Panther Education Committee National Chairman, Brother Abdul Kahar. And let's just stop and say that if it wasn't for Brother Abdul Kahar and the Panther Educational Committee stepping up at Cleveland State, that's why we have the hip-hop workshop at Cleveland State. And that's all going down this coming Sunday, May 22nd, 4 to 8 p.m. at the Lighthouse, East 105th Street, 966 East 105, right between Superior and St. Clair. Any further numbers or any questions, you can always call 216-925-8108. It's a free program, so I'm sure people will be glad to just have you come through and be a part of that. What I'm going to do is, since I made that announcement, I'm looking forward to that one myself. I'm looking at other numbers come up, and I'm glad of that. So what I'm going to do is quit running my big mouth, because I have a tendency to do that, and I'm going to go straight to 16486. 216-486. You've been waiting quite a while. I apologize. How you doing out there?
I'm doing fine. And guess what? I'm awake. And I'm thankful because when we were very active in the school system, giving of our time and energy, fighting for parents and students' rights, I met Omar Ali Bey. And I thought he was a fantastic, outstanding man. And I'm sure had he lived, he would have, no doubt, run for mayor or something worthwhile, because he cared about everybody in the city of Cleveland, and especially the young people. And because we were talking about the educational students in this city, and I do feel that had he been alive, we could have accomplished many things, and maybe the system wouldn't be as bad as it is now. So take care, and you all keep up the good work, and Mr. Porter, continue to keep up the good work. And whether they know it or not, I still think you're Harvey's hero. But I know one thing, your head is hero. So keep up the good work.
And thank you so much. May God continue to keep you and bless you as well. Before I go to the 216-322 phone number and the 216-205 phone number, you know, it's very interesting that as leaders go, so does the community sometimes. And, you know, I got to look for a picture of Brother Omar Ali Bey when he had everyone surrounding him, from Khalid Samad to Brother Box to several others. And what really, really, really concerns me is when you look at history, history is very interesting. Before I go to my next story, this is why history is interesting for me. As soon as he passed, it's very interesting. Some of the ignoramuses, some of those who should have been working on the same page to keep the power going, started fighting for crumbs on the table. And they forgot that they were all brothers, sisterhood, strong unity. I believe, if anything, Omar Ali Bey would have ended up being forced to run for office, and he had a strong multitude of groups that were working with him. So it's just something that, you know, it concerns me. Before I go to the next phone call, if you will allow me to embellish for about 2 minutes as I pull out the 10-foot stepladder. Okay. Warren Buffett, Berkshire Hathaway CEO, has offered to be a finance partner to begging rich boy Dan Gilbert, Cavs owner, Quicken Loans owner, Quicken Loans Arena owner. You know, the syntax being divvied up amongst the other two, like the Tribe owner and Browns owner, well, it's not good enough for Dan Gilbert. So begging Dan has been begging County Council Executive Armand Budish for county money to build up a glass addition to the Cube, which might get torn up in one of those riots that certain people have predicted, but enough is enough. Now, I'm going to be nasty for a minute. Now, Dan Gilbert is in a partnership with Warren Buffett to buy Yahoo. Now, Dan, why don't you hit up Warren for the damn glass? I mean, Warren's not broke, you know. And begging Dan should be called pimping Dan, because we forgot about the casino. Oh, wait a minute. The casino is my fault. He's got his grubby little paws on. Now, Sam Miller, a Forest City Enterprise allowed Danny Boy, whose net worth is roughly $3.9 billion, to buy in the Tower City area of the food court and stores. Now, let's speak on what's happened since he brought it. Regentrification, moving a certain type of people out. Example of what's going on in Tower City since Dan brought it. Now, if you're a property owner, what's your job? To either sell it or rent it out. Now, I remember when Mr. Milligram found out something from people, he asked, and then I heard it for myself. I mean, if you want a restaurant in your building, you want them to pay rent and have stability. So why did McDonald's close after decades of being in Tower City? They were full from 6 a.m. to 10:30 a.m., and then again from 11:15 a.m. all the way to about 2:15 p.m., and then 3:30 p.m. till they closed at 7 p.m. I mean, that's where moms and dads, they took their baby kids for ice cream. And I'm not promoting junk food, but just hear me out a minute. They took them for ice cream, cheap ice cream cones, Happy Meals. Folks of all types stopped by for the dollar something menu. Loud-talking seniors gathered. They covered maybe 2 to 4 tables and would stay there, sipping coffee throughout the morning to the afternoon, and the bums would beg you for something from the dollar menu items. They would wander around and beg. But McDonald's was the first to go. And I remember when Mr. Milligram brought that up and said, hey, you know Dan Gilbert is buying into it, before it was even announced and we couldn't even get any clarification, which means gentrification to get rid of the cheap junk food place, bye-bye, to black, white, Latino, because the food cheap place is gone. But wait a second. Poe Blacks and others started going to, like, Do-Re-Mi Pizza or something like that. It had something funny with some dough in the name. But anyway, great spelling of flour dough. But it was like a large slice for $2.50. Pizza dinner for $6, including a drink, large-size drink. Guess Dan ain't realized, Poe folks, minorities, everybody, they love trust pizza. All colors. Baby and everyone gave the spot much business. It sat up there. It was full. But billionaire Dan allowed it to shut down. And a lot of the crowd, families, others who were coming down there to shop, sit, eat. Well, recently it's been noticed a lot of them are coming to shop, but not to sit and eat. I guess families are too smart to pay money on an expensive sandwich or a donut from Dunkin's. When Save a Lot of Aldi's, you can buy like a whole dozen for the price of two. I'm just saying. And the families are flocking en masse. Well, not really to the Chinese or Asian price places because of the prices. And it's hard to separate food and share it if you got a couple of kids with you. It's just the way it is for a couple of children, as Judge Gene Capers would say. Some don't have a mass of customers, the Asian places, but they're still there. Now, if the dollar store shuts down, it means Dashing Dan is making Tower City in his own image. Hey, I love the Cavs. I'm a sports fan. But I can't bow to anybody's greed, whether it's Danny or anybody else. Never have, never will. So with that being said, I think I'm going to go. I've caused too much trouble already. I'm going to go to this 216-322 phone number. You've been waiting quite a while. I've talked too much. How are you this evening?
I'm fine. You're doing a good job, and that's all I have to say.
I thank you so much. I was scared for a moment. I thought, uh-oh, somebody's going to tell me off. It might be one of Dan's supporters. And so I just thank you for tuning in. I really do. And with that being said, like I say, I appreciate everyone who takes the time to call in. Before I go to that 216-205 phone number, I just want to at least – this is going to be real quick. It's just a little mini 3-foot step ladder to get on the soapbox and just say that Major Howard's alleged murderer, 3-year-old, died. You know who Major Howard is. He was murdered when the alleged shooter, Donnell Lindsay, fired at the automobile he was riding in. The 22-year-old captured in Atlanta, where he may have been ever since the shooting happened in September of 2015, via the tips. And last week, Black Man's Army, along with Sister Loretta Ferguson, held a press conference to thank law enforcement for not giving up and the people who gave tips. You know, we were very thankful that they acted like it was their neighborhood and that we expect the people on East 113th and Union to still run their area. It's a beautiful thing when you care about your neighborhood and you have that type of passion. There's nothing and nobody that can stop you. And I also want to take the time to just say real quick, you can check out blackonblackcleveland.com. That's blackonblackcleveland.com. That's the official website for Black on Black Crime Incorporated. You can also go check out the Facebook page of Alfred Porter Jr. Period. And there's a sheriff's hat that's on the profile page. With that being said, I'm going to go and check out what's going on with this 216-205 number that has been on the line. How are you doing?
Hey, I'm doing well, Mr. Porter. Yourself?
I'm doing great. Let people know what's going on, please.
Oh, well, I'm calling. This is all about you and the community, so I'm not being selfish today. I was calling to say big ups. I had a good time at the hip-hop workshop. I'm looking forward to the next one, and I'm just here to show support. You know, it's a lot of good things going on, and we appreciate everything that you do, and I definitely would like to hear that Blaine boogie before the end of the night. So I'm going to stand by.
All right. Thank you so much. We appreciate you as well for even requesting that. Thank you, brother.
Uh-huh.
No problem. That's HJS, HJS Music Entertainment and all of that. I'm enjoying myself this evening. As a matter of fact, before I go and see what's going on with that 216 543 phone number. I do want to at least get a couple of things out of the way if I can, and I just want to let people know that you can check out the Black on Black Crime Incorporated Hip Hop Workshop Radio Show on voiceofradio.com. That's Thursdays at 3 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time. And I'm also going to pull one more thing, one more rabbit out the hat if I can, and just say that Saturdays at midnight, that's 216 Radio, Cleveland Standard Time on WCSB.org. And I guess maybe I should let people know as well, because I'm having fun giving out information here and there. So for those who don't know, sometimes it's very, very fun for me just to be a part of the Cleveland State University Black Studies Advisory Board, because this Saturday, 11 a.m. to 7 p.m., Cleveland's own comedian, Steve Turner, stays out of town mostly now, comes back with his family and stuff, but 11 a.m. to 7 p.m., comedian Steve Turner is looking for actors of all shapes and sizes, colors, doesn't matter, male, female. He said there's a part for everybody. He'll be doing a new nationwide film comedy, like I say, men, women, teens, children. And where is it being held? Saturday, May 21st, 11 a.m. to 7 p.m. auditions, script reading at 1899 Main Classroom Building, large room 136 East 22nd. And that's at East 22nd Cleveland State University. You can enter from Chester or Euclid. And probably in the middle of that, I'm going to figure out a way to throw on some BMA, some Black House Sounds, some Sheriff Kilroy. Why not? Anyway, I just wanted to let people know that. And wait a minute. Somebody has called in, been waiting on the phone line very patiently. So as I go to them, I just want to let people know they can also check out whohasthepower.com. whohasthepower.com. And if you ever tune in to any of these shows or what have you, definitely let them know where you heard it from. It'll let them know, okay, sharing is caring, and that's how we'll roll. 216-543, how you doing out there?
All right, Brother Al, how about yourself?
I'm doing excellent. What's going on, sir?
This is Pastor Thompson. I call in tonight. I try to call in most time, but of course I'm old, so I go to sleep before I get to call most time.
Okay. You know, I can't even let you get away with that excuse because you're busy, like with your show that talks about being educated voters, just like an educated consumer, that airs Tuesdays at 5 p.m., as well as you have another show that your wife does and spearheads on Fridays at 6 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time, where people can listen online at Blog Talk Radio or call in at 657-383-0613. So I just want to let people know, I appreciate people who call in, because a lot of these people are definitely busy putting things into the community. So with that being said, the floor is yours.
Well, thank you, Brother Al. One of the reasons I'm calling in, I see you got on your show that you're talking about the nationwide movement against police brutality and domestic violence. That's one of the projects that I've been working on since February. And I get a lot of people that are talking about they want to do something about that. But since February, I've had one person who's been willing to participate in changing the laws and the rules that would make that in a most efficient way, in a most effective way, and that's by changing the laws that require the police to live in our community and come from our community, and at the same time, in changing that, is changing, removing the from the law that people who have a past criminal record can't be police officers, and therefore the police can't come from our community even if they serve their time and they're a free man and they get supposed to get another second chance. This is America. It's supposed to be like that. But, you know, since February, I haven't gotten one person other than the one person I have working with me to try to help change that, and that's the most effective thing that you can do.
I'm going to ask you to put it out there, because a lot of times people will say, well, I don't know if I'd be able to do this, that, and the other. I would like you to explain it. Is it the true to the fact that if a person shows up, you have all the information down, or the only thing they have to do is just study, read up on it, and get more people involved?
Well, actually, right now, we're beyond that. We almost gotten a petition together, so it's a matter of getting a petition signed, getting it out there.
The deadline is
June 15th to have it on the November ballot to change that thing, and that will make a tremendous change in a lot of police shooting in our community, because one of the main reasons of some of the police shootings happened because people from other places don't have a vested interest in our community. And so since they don't have a vested interest, they don't have the same care. And that makes them also afraid. So for those two reasons, they shoot first, ask question later. You know, whereby if they were from our community, you would know, John, take with the Tamir Rice case, if the police had been from our community, more than likely, they would have known more about that boy and his parents. And more than likely, that boy would still be here.
How can anybody with an earshot, include myself, begin to start getting these petitions out or become a part of it? Because with everything that's about to hit out, almost every event, activity, it doesn't matter where, somebody should have petitions and be willing to take those in, because I know they'll be signed.
Well, first, it needs a committee of five people in order to make this happen. We have two people. We can't do it with two people. But it takes a committee of five people, and they have to be five people who are willing to start this and follow through with it. You know, it can't be that I'm busy or it's a party next week and all this. You have to be able to make the sacrifice to make this happen. Same thing with jobs. Another thing we're working on is getting it so they can't condemn people who have a past criminal history from a job, not even from the civil service job. We're trying to get that removed. But the people who need this removed haven't so far been willing to help do that. And like me, I don't need that removed, but I'm working to help the people who do need it removed. But they have not been willing to help themselves. I mean, I've had people come to me several times last week to tell me they're having problems getting jobs because of that. I even took one person to a job, and for that reason, they could not hire them. They had a past murder record, served his time, not on paper or anything. That should not be, because, number one, that's a crime in itself. That's double jeopardy. And so, but because nobody does anything about it, these forces keep coming against them. And so it's not near as much as these forces going against them as they are going against themselves by simply not standing up and helping themselves and changing the rules to fit themselves.
Okay, contact right now. Contact right now.
216-543-1817.
216-543-1817. Go ahead, sir.
I mean, the one person that I had was working with me, he came Friday and told me he'd give up. He quit. He said, because the people who we're trying to do this for since February have not been willing, not one have been willing to come. And we even had some that said they were, but they never showed up. And so,
so he quit. 216-543-1817.
Right. And yes, that's it. And it's a real, I want people to understand, it's a real strenuous task trying to help people who won't help themselves, who don't have, trying to take your time to to help some people that won't take time to do for themselves. And I know part of that reason is because we are so broken as a people. But we have to rise above that brokenness and make this a serious matter and give it priority if you ever want to get it fixed, because we're the only one that is going to benefit. It don't benefit the folk downtown to change that back, because they're making money off of things being broken.
Thank
you
very much. I think that what I'm going to do. I'm going to start making sure that that is fully promoted, even on my personal page this evening, and call a couple of other people. So I can agree with that statement or those statements 100%.
Okay. Well, I appreciate that because it is a difficult task. I've had other people to step in before, and for the same reason they've given up, because it's a tremendous weight on the people who are trying to actually do the thing that's necessary to help. Just saying that they ain't doing me right, that won't do nothing. Especially when part of my show is about managing your vote, which is actually about managing your power. And in managing that, you get a chance to change the rules in your community that so they work for you. That's what the politician that you vote in is supposed to do. You get a chance to learn how to remove them when they don't, because that's what you're supposed to do. So they're supposed to be about you. The reason we have a mess now, because nobody gets involved, and these jackasses who we elect, they do what works for them and not what works for the people.
So in managing the vote, tomorrow, 5 p.m., Cleveland Standard Time, that's 657-383-0613. And I'm going to also, instead of mixing things too much, I'm going to say one more time, and for those who are serious, use the 216-543-1817 phone number. And I appreciate you for calling in this evening.
Okay, thank you so much. You take care.
No problem. You do the same. I plan on doing my best to keep up the good work. I appreciate you, Pastor Thompson. And, you know, I wanted to definitely say that I thank him for that message that he just gave. I'm going to take some things out, probably look on the Ultimate Advocate page, TUA, and then go back to his page and pull a couple of those things down on my particular page, and then make a side note, start carrying some of that information with me so that we can go out there and make a serious difference with what was just said. So the one thing that I can say is he is one person or example of, when I start giving people phone numbers to other shows and different things like that, network with some people who are actually doing something. It'll help you out a whole lot of the way. As a matter of fact, I want to say Mondays, 2 a.m. Cleveland Standard Time. It's the Butters from 91.1 FM, WRUW.org. And also, since it was briefly mentioned, I'm going to say the truth hurt, but a slap can kill you. Domestic violence event conference, that's on June the 18th, Saturday, from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m., South Point Hospital, 20,000 Harvard Avenue, 20000 Harvard Avenue, Beachwood, Ohio, 44112. Pastor Barnes, Judge Anita Lassiter Mays, Judge Joan Sinnenberg, Magistrate Tanya Johnson Jones, and judicial candidate Man in the Streets, Maple Heights Mayor Annette M. Blackwell, County Council Chantel Brown, County Councils Yvonne Conwell, Stun Gun Training Course, Erie, Pennsylvania Hip Hop Artist Young Scola. Bring the entire family, is free. The Brown Report Newspaper, I want to thank the newspaper definitely for getting everybody together. I'm going to just take the time, since they did call in, there's a message in the midst of everything from Black Odyssey, Stolen Dreams.
Yeah. dream.
Cannon.
Uh-huh.
People steal your dream.
Don't let them steal your dream.
Anybody can.
Yeah.
You keep your dream stolen too.
Time to steal your dream.
Caught up in the traffic of the moonlight.
Get your dream stolen.
Yeah.
What a sad face.
Red and blue, not people. Yeah. Caught up in the traffic of the moonlight. Lord help me avoid the red and blue lights. This world out here is so mean. You can't let the devil steal your dream. So dream. Caught up in the traffic of the moonlight. Lord help me avoid the red and blue lights. This world out here is so mean. You can't let the devil steal your dream. So dream.
As I write this passage, my mental thought be food for these youngsters. They like them dumpsters. Searching for suppers. Too mean, crack-fiend mothers. Love and laughter is the answer, but niggas blind. Used to dirt, filth, and slime. Dodge it one time. It's vermin in the beast's belly. Come take a ride on the side where enemies collide. Crab mentality, equal fatality. Wars in the night over hard white. The hood is full of crooks and thieves. Your own brother can make you bleed. Little mama was the angel till her halo turned black. Now she smoke crack. Her boyfriend turned her out to that situation where girl meets boy. Now she hooked on the boy. Another victim in the hood turned crack fiend. Lost in a stolen dream.
Damn.
Caught up in the traffic of the moonlight. Lord help me avoid the red and blue lights. This world out here so mean. You can't let the devil steal your dream. So dream. Caught up in the traffic of the moonlight. Lord help me avoid the red and blue lights. This world out here so mean. You can't let the devil steal your dream. So dream.
Niggas ain't fucking with the team. Hating got me ducking from my dreams. That's comatose. Nights on my knees, Bible on my bedpost. Kisses on my forehead from my dead folk. The lead close. Yeah, nigga, my pencil sharp. See it and take notes. I know the bread close. I can feel it in my heart. Yeah, the beat song. My heat strong. Yeah, nigga, that's Cleveland song. No tough talk. My niggas keep me strong like a Jesus song. Hoping I can find the day when the evening's gone. And it came a song. I pray that we get strong. Stand on your feet and stay grown. I pray strong. And I'm staying in the hood. Even when I'm going for good. Generation of the misunderstood. If only we could. Smell the fire burning through the wood. When we stand with candles in hand.
Candles in hand. With candles in hand.
Caught up in the traffic of the moonlight. Lord help me avoid the red and blue lights. This world out here is so mean. You can't let the devil steal your dream. So dream. Caught up in the traffic of the moonlight. Lord help me avoid the red and blue lights. This world out here is so mean. You can't let the devil steal your dream. So dream.
You know, I want to definitely thank everyone who tuned in. One of the things that we'll probably talk about next week, we're going to talk about less is more sometimes when you talk about certain things that have happened in history. It's very interesting that Gettysburg Address that happened from the Republicans, the very first Republican president, Abraham Lincoln. And it's very interesting that at the Gettysburg Address, there was a person who spoke before Abraham Lincoln, and that person spoke for about 2 hours and a half. And that the Gettysburg Address was said from President Abraham Lincoln, it was almost 2 minutes with only 272 words. And people remember that. And sometimes the message, we got to talk about the less is more, because you have politicians, a lot of people who say so much, and
they're not seeing some of the real things that have been said. I want to definitely give thanks to Pastor Thompson. I want to give thanks to others who called in with their information. Please use that information. As a matter of fact, by request from earlier, we're going to do it like this, and I will talk to you all shortly.
So you want to blame me?
You, Roy?
Really? Rapper, who's an activist?
Yeah.
Lyrical, I'm a raptivist. Traded 2 chains for 1 gold brain. Now I meditate to keep me sane.
Yeah.
In Cali, the label's called Death Row. 10-5 in Cleveland, we got Church Row. Superior, straight through St. Clair. Black churches every damn where. Some have neon signs, all collect tithes. But on the Ave ain't nothing but blight. So pastors, practice what you preach. Talk from pulpits, walk it in the street. Don't blame it on
black or black crime.
Don't blame it on
Mark McCoy.
Don't blame it on
OPN.
Don't blame it on
Ernest Smith.
Blessed with a voice, so I'm not silent. Cleveland ranked 10th in violence. My city's at the top for job loss. We rebuilt downtown at what cost? Metamark and the convention center. How many of us will ever enter? Horseshoe Casino? Yeah, it looks hot. I can't afford to waste cash on slots. Since you told me to stop complaining, I went downtown and saw the mayor. Mr. Jackson, please help fix this. The mayor said it is what it is.
Don't blame it on
Donna Brown.
Don't blame it on
Ken Lancey.
Don't blame it on
HJF.
Don't blame it on
GMS. All you get is the truth from me. Our region ain't safe for the ladies. 11 dead on Imperial. Still no missing person unit. Black on black crime and Kathy Coleman. All wanna know what's the holdup. Michelle Knight, Barry, DeJesus. Trapped for years, same more Avenue. East 93rd, new Twilight Zone. Jasmine Trotter, Christine Malone. Now look at this trash in EC. Deskins, Sheely, Rolla Theory. Next statement, blame me for this one. Sexual predators should be hung. Next statement, blame me for this one. Sexual predators should be hung.
Don't blame it on
Suave Gotti.
Don't blame it on
Shakespeare.
Don't blame it on
E-Max.
Don't blame it on
1008.
Don't blame it on
Tech Record.
Don't blame it on
Voice at Radio.
Don't blame it on
G.I.C.E.
Don't blame it on
Be No Good.
Don't blame it on
D. Gambit.
Don't blame it on
Karma Delay.
Don't blame it on
Beat Switch.
Don't blame it on
Urban Survival.
Don't blame it on
Black House.
Don't blame it on
Panther Party.
And you better not blame my mama, fool.
Yep, that's the way it is. Enjoy your week and see you out there. Peace.